Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in correspondent Brad Milkey this morning, who has a look at the entire NFL yesterday. And Brad, the Steelers weren't the only team that stayed in the locker room.
Well, that's right. The Seattle Seahawks and several other teams decided to forgo the anthem entirely. And in some cases, you saw the teams booed by their own fans for staying in the locker room. And this was a divisive day throughout the NFL for players, for fans. You just talked about Alejandro Villanueva being the guy to kind of buck that trend in the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. So you could see these divisions playing out in the locker rooms, in the stands. But on the field, you know, a lot of these teams that came out and locked arms with each other, they were joined by not just their fellow players, but by coaches, staff members, even owners, the people who President Trump had told you should fire or suspend these players, standing there with their players arm in arm.
Yeah, many owners coming out with statements even before Sunday, early in the day Saturday, regarding the president's remarks.
Well, that's right. On Saturday, we heard from about a dozen owners pretty quickly. They all used phrases like disappointed and, you know, that the president made divisive comments. But we're really looking to owners like Bob Kraft to see what they would do. Bob Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, a personal friend of President Trump, donated $1 million to his inaugural committee. I mean, if there's any owner who's going to stick up for the president here, you'd think it would be him. But then he came out with a statement early Sunday saying that he, again, was disappointed in the president's divisive rhetoric. And you really heard this echoed up and down the league with owners who I think, you know, there's usually a disconnect between owners and players. Here, the owners were in a very uncomfortable situation, and they said at the end of the day, we're going to stick with our guys.
Well, Brad, where does this go from here?
Well, you know, you saw a protest that started with one man, Colin Kaepernick, just a little over a year ago. In the last few weeks, or in the last, you know, several weeks and months, it had just been one, two, three guys on a team. Well, yesterday you saw 5, 10, 20 athletes at a time on the sidelines. And really it became, and I'm sure the president expected this, more of a referendum on the president than on what this protest began as, which was a protest about police shootings and social justice. So we'll see if these protests continue. But, you know, right now all the energy seems to be with how players feel about the president. And we'll see if that sort of continues or whether this sort of becomes, again, something about social injustice and how they see, you know, the America that that flag represents.
You know, you mentioned it all started with one guy, Colin Kaepernick. The first time he sat out during the national anthem, nobody even noticed. Now you have every NFL team doing something yesterday. Has Kaepernick said anything about yesterday's protests?
He's remained absolutely silent when it comes to social media. His mother did mention something. Remember when President Trump said that NFL owners should say, get that SOB off the field? Well, Colin Kaepernick's mom said, I guess that makes me a proud B. She said over this weekend. But Kaepernick himself has said nothing. And it's an important point that you raised, that Kaepernick did not come out with a press conference or make a big deal out of this when he started it. He just simply knelt down on the sidelines. And when people asked him why, he explained. And that really is a central part of this argument from the players, that as people like Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and the president himself say, you know, you can protest on your own time. The players are saying, listen, we weren't trying to make some big statement originally. Colin Kaepernick was not out there with a sign, but you can't tell us how we honor the flag. You cannot compel us to do a forced show of patriotism just because the president deems it appropriate.
All right, Brad Milkey joining us talking about protests league-wide.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.